Hello, everybody. Welcome to Guilt by Association Football.
After dark.
It is 1:08 a.m. on Monday morning. I'm Ben McCormick, joined by Ryan McCauley, Rob Moyer, who have just awoken from their slumber to join us.
Rob Moyer being replaced by a werewolf.
It's not an improvement.
I really don't know. I'm at least mildly intrigued.
Or just some kind of dog howling.
I don't know if any dogs that howl.
I've never met a dog. Ever.
I've only had three.
Yeah, well, you had broken dogs. You get a refund.
Broken dogs.
Hey, my dog is broken.
Your dog's, that's true. That's very accurate.
It's not broken, it's just dead.
Well.
No, my dog has three legs, Rob.
Hmm.
Anyway, soccer.
That's interesting.
Speaking of Marvell Wynn.
He's not playing for the U.S. national team. Speaking of the U.S. national team, they played Slovenia, in case you didn't know.
And motherfuck, we won a match.
Oh my god. and we won it by scoring multiple goals.
Three in the first 40 minutes.
I literally do not remember the second half whatsoever. I don't remember a second of the second half.
See, because we were having too much fun.
That was the part to forget anyway, right?
Yeah, it was.
What was that?
And that was the half to forget anyway, right?
I did it well. Well planned on my part.
Now, do you not remember that? Because we were just having too much fun at the Highbury. What did we call that drink eventually? The Sven? Was that the...
No, the Jürgen Klinsmann.
So where it looks really good but ends up sucking?
Why the Sven?
Only because... I call it the Sven because everything makes sense. Like, it should be good.
Why Sven?
Because he sucked for Mexico. Like, good manager, really good track record.
No, it's the Jürgen Klinsmann.
That was Baron Jaeger.
Baron Jaeger, Rumchata, and then Wheat Monkey that curdles together.
Oh, God. It was so awful.
And then you chew your shot as it goes down. And that's why I don't remember the second half.
I think that's just sounds crappy and was crappy.
It was crappy.
Well, and then there's Hot Bush, which brings goals.
Hot Bush brings goals and hangovers.
So you would think that the U.S. actually did something different with their tactics, which we'll get to, but no, it was all Hot Bush.
It's all Hot Bush.
Well, let's talk about some of the players who looked good. Edson Buttle.
Mm-hmm. Edson Buttle mm-hmm. looked ridiculous.
He looked ridiculous in that first half. I don't think anybody really looked good in the second half.
We don't remember the second half.
So. I did a little more watching than you guys did.
Well, that's because you're legal.
What do you mean? I'm not legal, and that's why.
That's the word I was looking for.
Right.
We like him barely legal here on the podcast.
That's fucked up.
Thank you, Rob.
And now back to our regularly scheduled podcast.
So, players that look good. Fabian Johnson certainly looked the part. He was a little inconsistent for my taste, but first cap. Well, then again, everybody was inconsistent. To be honest.
It was a very good first cap.
So they couldn't see each other.
Yeah. That fog was intense. Let's see what else.
It's hard to give actual player ratings because we didn't know who was who for half the game.
That's so true. If Michael Bradley and Breck Shea, well, they were on the field, weren't they, together?
Breck Shea didn't start, though.
I mean, but eventually they were.
Eventually.
That would have been a nightmare.
But when was that?
More aerial cam. Second half.
Don't remember it.
Right. Well, I think we can start by saying the positive. The largest one is that we scored three goals in 40 minutes.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Which was remarkable. Buttle with a nice finish.
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell? Love it. Negatives is the defense was the shakiest I've seen it since the Gold Cup final.
Timmy Chandler
fucked up
good.
On that first goal, especially.
He didn't look very good.
I'm telling you,
about 10 yards behind the entire line.
Yeah. I'm telling you, switch Chandler and Fabian Johnson. Literally.
I don't hate that.
Fabian Johnson has a good left foot. He's played left back before, and Chandler has great pace on the right side. And if you put him in the midfield, he'll move forward.
Or we can just give up multiple goals a game and just hope that we score more.
I feel like that might actually be the game plan.
I'm cool with that.
If it works.
Apparently it works. Also remember that we were playing Slovenia and nobody really worth noting. So
it was in Europe though. It's our first win in Europe since
Poland?
Yeah, March of 2008.
That was a 3-0 win, wasn't it? Smacked them.
We clobbered those guys.
It was Lewis, Boca, and Gooch on the sheet that day.
Right.
With two Donovan assists.
Other thoughts on the Slovenia match?
Look, Junior. What happens when you play two forwards?
I know, right? Jeez.
What happens when you play Junior? Not
Junior as well.
Was Junior playing right midfielder?
No. Maybe.
Because Clint was definitely in the middle, and Junior was floating on that right side pretty consistently.
Well, Clint was on top of the diamond with Beckerman.
And at the back, and Bradley started.
From what I remember, yeah.
So he was on the right side because Fabian Johnson was on the left. So actually, I changed my last statement, and I want Fabian Johnson at left back and Chandler at right midfielder. Not left midfielder, where he would be probably as ineffective.
Probably.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, Jurgen makes these lineup choices. At least he recognized that he needs Michael Bradley on the field.
I think he realized if he didn't win, his shit was going to get canned.
Yeah. Well, because think about it. It's 3 long months until your next match when, quite honestly, you're going to probably get clobbered. Against Italy in Italy.
That's going to hurt you.
It'll hurt big time. So he needed this win. Especially because now people are at least looking forward rather than wondering what happened.
Well, I'm still wondering what happened in the second half.
Fuck Italy.
like I don't know.
Someone please tell me what happened.
I'll tell you exactly how that match goes down in Genoa. They'll score an early goal and then they'll fucking sit back, protect their little 1-0 lead in a friendly match, and we may or may not get a goal back and tie it 1-1.
And Rossi gets high-cleated. In an ideal situation.
He'll be injured.
Oh, that's right. He's still got the...
He'll be injured.
He's got the pickles disease. not the GBA is against the pickles disease.
Rob Moyer's pro-pickles disease.
Rob Moyer really doesn't give a shit.
Good Lord.
That's a disease.
Like I said, a shitty podcast coming up.
Oh, not shitty. This is fun.
this is fun. We're having fun right here.
We're having fun.
What is that?
We definitely need a lot more consistency out of our defense because they were getting burned by Slovenia, which concerns me.
Wicked hard.
A great deal. Now, granted, like, woohoo, you know, we scored a few goals. One of them was a penalty. Fabian Johnson made some nice moves there in the box, and it was a well-deserved penalty.
He got kicked pretty hard.
Yeah, he did. But
been good kicking.
Yeah. Michael Bradley at right midfielder, like, what the hell?
Oh, what are your...
Bradley's a good player.
He's a good player, but, you know, you're going to spend so much time on this whole, we need pure wingers. Why did Robbie Rogers even come into camp? And then played Michael Bradley at right mid.
Played zero wingers.
Do you guys have any thoughts on Josie making the not top 10?
It was a bad miss. He should have put it in. It was no Breck Shea, but it was a sitter.
It was no Donovan in 07 against Canada.
Don't say a sitter. Macaulay hates that name.
Huh?
Word? He hates that word. No, he thinks it's overused.
Oh, yeah.
Sitter.
Oh, he missed from 30 yards out. What a sitter.
Dear Lord.
Thanks, John.
There's no such thing as a sitter from 30 yards out.
Hit the wood post.
It's off the wood post.
Thanks, Max Bredos. Not psych. I feel as though it's been a while since the match, so everybody's drawn a lot of conclusions. I feel like that it would be the same ones that we would regurgitate right here.
Yeah, there's not much new to talk about.
It was inconsistent, but it was positive, and that's a good thing to have going into the new year. I believe we have 2 January camp matches.
2, possibly 3. Yeah,
Panama away.
Panama is kind of confirmed-ish. It's on the FIFA website.
Okay.
So it's good enough for me. And then Guatemala kind of got thrown around there. It got mentioned on the Spanish broadcast that we're playing them in Seattle, which I don't think is going to happen.
It makes a little sense, only because if it's going to be a predominantly MLS side, you can afford to play a game in the Northwest.
Why would you voluntarily play on turf, though?
Good question. I don't know. Portland, maybe?
Maybe.
I could see Portland being a really good international venue up there, only because more intimate, you wouldn't have, you know, the vast empty confines of Quest Field or CenturyLink, whatever it is now.
Maybe we threaten the other team with the chainsaw if we don't win the match.
Cool with that. I can see.
I would actually be really excited about actually going to a match there if they had Joey.
I can see Bradley taking the chainsaw to somebody after a bad day.
MB90?
Oh, or yeah.
Bob?
Both. Who, by the way, is still wearing sweatpants in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. I did notice that. And and they were playing in Qatar.
Yeah, so he was sweating his dome off.
That relationship is not going to work.
It was trouble to begin with. It was interesting, and I still think he's got a chance. Because basically, they bottomed out, so he can't really do worse. But I think they're really, really expecting him to actually do better. But anyway, so January camp is actually being expanded, whereas people thought that it might be eliminated.
Is this your move to talking about the youth team?
It could be.
Well, I'm still stuck on Slovenia here. Hmm? We've got a couple milestones to talk about here.
I want
to
talk about...
Well, first of all, congratulations, Mr. Carlos Bocanegra.
Captain America.
100 caps. Big salute to you.
He's now tied for 10th all-time in caps with Miola and Joe Maxmore, one behind Ernie Stewart for 9th most caps.
Some pretty exclusive company.
He's the 12th Nat to 100 caps. Also moving up on some lists is Jozy Altidore. His 13th goal ties him for 10th with Hugo Perez and Balboa. He's now 2 behind Kobe Jones for 9th in goals scored. And Deuce hitting up tied for 4th, Joe Maxmore, with 24 goals. Once again, inching up on McBride, knocking him off every list.
Boca's scoring record's pretty good.
Pretty good for a defender.
Is it 12?
You know, it's all headers, but one off the chest, I remember.
Oh, gosh. What was the chest one?
I believe it's 12.
That was
goals.
Within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Quick, Ben. Is it 12 goals or no?
I don't know.
Okay, 12 goals.
Nice work, Rob Moyer.
Canada, Jamaica, Brazil. Yeah, Brazil twice. He's going to get... It's Brazil twice.
The Brazilian Slayer.
Poland twice, Panama twice, and the Dutch.
Yeah, and the Dutch was the most recent one in the friendly that I believe claimed Stuart Holden.
It was the one. Although
Boca scored in that match?
Yeah, he scored the header.
He had our one goal.
Oh, yeah, at the very end.
Yeah, this is Boca's first goal this year since 06. Fun fact.
Interesting. So congratulations to all of you.
Yes.
Keep doing
good things.
Keep rising on the rankings.
I was pretty surprised Altidore took the penalty.
I was a little bit too, but I'm glad that he actually got it. He'd been working really hard, and sure, he missed his sitter, but I felt as though that was good for him, especially for the confidence. Yeah. To actually put a ball in the back of the net.
Goals are always good things to do.
So I've heard.
Shots bring goals. Shots bring goals.
Goals bring shots.
And Bush brings goals.
Bush definitely brings goals.
Hot Bush brings nausea.
And more goals.
That sucked. I didn't like that. That's a bad thing.
You know, to be fair, you did it after Rob did it.
Speaking of things I like, how about some youth camp talk here?
Love it. So, Big Soccer is changing its sheets until the next... Youth National Team Camp.
Because they're full of morons.
Oh, absolutely true.
So, who performed well? And
Terrence Boyd. That guy.
That's a nasty goal against Leverkusen.
It was ridiculous.
By the way, scored against...
Oh, scored against Yeldal.
David Yeldal, indeed.
American keeper. I noticed that. It's got to be a little awkward.
He was in goal for the Leverkusen reserve thing team.
Reserve thing.
You asked, you kept hearing the word, like, someone kept yelling Nick during those.
Yeah.
It's Nick Fennell.
Nick Fennell.
Well, Dominique goes by Nick, apparently.
Or Neek?
Not a Nick. He goes by Nick, straight up, just Nick.
It's got to be short term for Dominique, or Dominic.
I'm still calling him Dominic Royale, or Royal Dominique.
It's way cooler.
Royale with cheese.
But overall, I really, really... think that this camp was positive, although you know, there were some results that I'm less than proud of. But
basically, the U-20 teams just didn't play good at soccer.
Yeah, they really didn't.
A 0-0 draw to Azerbaijan, and then getting toasted 3-0 by Leverkusen. Which, by the way, U.S. Soccer completely ignored that game.
Yeah, it just basically they just didn't.
Game started. Oh, well, we lost. There you go. See ya. And that's basically all we got from that game.
Now, to be honest, it was a pretty ragtag camp as it is.
Yeah, they switched the starting lineup.
Seriously. Like, yeah, they did. They made like one or two subs and three swaps with positions.
And they pulled Packwood and moved Letchit and moved Stanko to the.
What did you just call him?
They pulled Packwood.
After that.
Letchit.
Okay. Rob and like, I heard Letchit.
Oh, okay.
And Packwood.
No, I was laughing at Packwood.
I was laughing at Letchit.
That's because you're a child, Robbie. Because you're sucking on your bottle in the corner.
Guilty as charged.
Oh, yeah. I guess some interesting notes here. Captaining the big boys was Kugo, and Louis Gill got the baby captaining. So
interesting.
You mean Jill?
Gill.
Call him what I want.
Sorry.
I believe you were the one I heard call him Jill.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm sorry.
Oh. Ben says a lot of weird things when he talks about people.
Benjamin said.
They say a lot of weird things.
Another thing to notice is that every keeper got in except for Kempen. Amusing.
I don't really know if I view him as... See, especially youth keepers, it's just tricky. Because, you know, an average keeper won't actually get first team minutes until he's 23 or 24.
Unless he's, Igor Akinfeev would be captaining the team at 19.
True.
And then breaking his leg.
Or if you were De Gea, I guess.
That's true.
But.
And you're robbing donut shops.
Left and right.
And then getting a mountain of free donuts afterwards.
I love the dirty
tackle. That's the best heist of all time.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So a guy like Kempen, he's I don't even know if he makes the bench for Sporting Kansas City. I think he's third keeper. He may or may not be. I can't say for sure, but he certainly hasn't gotten off the bench.
Who's there too?
At least guys like Cropper play matches. Sean Johnson certainly does.
Yeah, and Bingham got a couple for San Jose. He scored a goal this season.
He did?
Yeah, Bingham scored a goal.
Like a PK?
No, from like 90 yards. Just popped it over someone's head.
Dang.
Kronenberg is the backup for KC.
Yeah, so Mr. Kempen doesn't even get off the bench. Or even get on the bench, for that matter.
Just kind of hanging out there.
So not surprised that he didn't play.
Yeah. Some nice goals. A couple nice saves here and there from Johnson, who was an athletic freak, by the way.
Absolutely. Him and Hamid.
And apparently very good at basketball.
Really?
They had that little shoot around on Studio 90. And
Wooten, I didn't see that.
Wooten and Johnson were the two guys they were...
Hooping.
Yeah. And Joe Zhao was their go-to guy for the interview. Apparently he's the Iverson of the camp, he said.
He's the what?
The Iverson of the camp.
What does that
even
mean?
He's the guy who shoots 30 times?
Just the shot heavy point guard.
Ball hog. Hates practice.
Practice? And traffic cops.
I'm talking about practice.
Not a game.
Not a game. Youth camps.
Youth camps.
Well, speaking of things nobody watched, the women played last night.
Oops.
On USsoccer.com streaming. Morgan shot, because Morgan still is coming off the bench despite Annie Rodriguez is doing nothing. Literally nothing. Did she do anything in the World Cup?
Not that I remember.
Besides, look pretty decent.
Mm.
Like physically, she looked too nice to look at. That's pretty much all she did.
I didn't notice.
I did.
I did.
That's pretty much all we had.
I was kidding.
Hope Solo missed the camp because of Dance with the Stars. By the way.
Hey, she's into like 3 dances a week. Like I was wondering
she's
if done.
She's out.
She's out.
She lost last week.
Oh.
He's going home.
Well, whatever. She was good, fun, whatever.
Yeah, plus it's one camp, and pretty much she is the number one, and that's...
She could pretty much decide when if she wants to or does not want to attend camp and still be
Brad
number
Friedel
one.
Brad Friedel
style. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I guess that's our women's camp update.
Thrilling. Woo!
Yeah, buddy. How about the MLS Cup final?
Speaking of which, a little bit of a, you know, Grant Wall, he's a modest guy, but he tooted his own horn a little bit. Genuinely happy for David Beckham. Someday you'll realize the book was one of the best things that happened to your team. So, I mean, obviously funny, but I feel like there's a little bit of a serious message there. It certainly cleared the air.
Yeah, probably true. And got his shit together. It's like, hey, we all know you don't care. Get your shit together.
Beckham was actually teary-eyed after in his interview, which shows that he gave a rat's ass.
I think what was more important than the post-game interview was his 87th minute foul suffered when he was busting his ass to get a loose ball and then get the shit kicked out of him by the guy who kicked his shit. Any thoughts on the match?
It's pretty wide open for a cup final, to be honest with you.
Yeah, a lot of attacking football, and only one goal got played, or scored.
It's fun to watch.
And then you left, and then they scored.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means you're bad luck for football.
Why am I here?
Can't tell you, bro.
And can we quickly call out Ben for his pregame shit-talking Landon Donovan, saying, oh, well, I hope it was worth it. Hope you play well today. Hope you're well-rested.
And then he did.
And then what does he do? He says, Ben McCormick, suck my D, and scores a goal.
I was the guy who said that Donovan was the key player going into it, and he scored the game-winning goal.
You can't prove that.
I can confirm.
Damn it.
So, chances, but no, I was serious. I get a cookie for that.
You can get a cookie.
Yeah, yeah, you got some cookie cake right over there.
This is delicious, by the way.
But seriously, you know, I did mean it in jest, but at the same time, I would have been upset if Donovan, you know, he said, okay, I can't go into national team camp for obvious reasons and good reasons, but if he had a crappy 90 minutes where he was invisible, then you could start asking questions about whether or not Landon Donovan is still one of the top American players out there. Because he hasn't quite had the season that many were hoping he would have.
You did make note of him being a touch slow, which he seems to be losing his pace, which is worrisome at a significant level.
Yeah, really. And he's not even 30 yet. And I thought he'd keep that pace until he was 31, 32.
Well, he had this impeccable streak of not being injured until about a year and a half ago. And then just... The hamstring, the knee, things are popping up here and there. Gets swine flu.
Unlucky.
Well, he's got some time to rest up now. So hopefully this does.
He's not going out on loan, he said. So
yeah. Unlike half the national team.
No, I think Donovan's days of getting loaned are.
Which team? Was it Kaiserslautern that we dumped Big Red and Rogers off on?
Big Red's going to Bolton.
That's right, it was...
Beckerman and Rogers.
Beckerman and Rogers.
Yeah, seven new guys ended up going overseas, I think, this week. Six. Are we content with our MLS Cup wrap-up?
It was a fun match. It was what a final should be, as far as excitement goes.
Houston Dynamo did a good job holding up, keep it interesting.
Now, what does this final really look like with Brad Davis? They really didn't have much threat. With Brad Davis, what does this look like?
I'd say...
Yeah.
They had a few dangerous.
You're more free worried, kicks exactly.
Where Brad Davis might have been able to work some magic.
But outside of a few set pieces, I think that this game stays the same. And then
on the other hand, well, what does this game look like if it's Chad Barrett instead of Adam Crisman missing headers?
Yeah, I'd say LA wins by at least another goal.
Because that was abysmal on Crisman's part.
Yeah, he certainly he did himself no favors.
Unmarked, like 8 yards out, and just put it in row W. And I'm Chrisman for you.
There you go.
So this is the first time since, what, 2008 that the Sports Shield winner also won MLS Cup?
It has been a while.
Taylor Tolman brought it up after we were talking about it.
Yeah. It's Frankie's second...
What the hell's going on?
It's Frankie's second MLS Cup.
Did he get in?
No. No.
Doesn't mean he wasn't celebrating.
He's in the front row. He was in the front row, and they pushed
That's because this boy parties hard.
Yeah, they push Crispin to the back of the bus, and then there's Frankie sitting up. Gonzalez was in front of the sign during the picture.
Frankie knows how to party. That's why he's at the front.
That's true.
Fact.
Cowabunga.
So there you go, MLS Cup wrap up.
Also, this is Donovan's fourth MLS Cup, so good for Orlando.
Hooray.
Who has the most MLS Cups?
Donovan might be it. Jaime Moreno? DC didn't have that many, no.
I do have something to bring up, though. MLS MVP was announced. Dwayne D. Rosario.
Well, that's going to come in later.
Okay. We're getting there.
It solidifies Ben's pick and pisses McCauley off.
Indeed.
For a later segue. Or segue now.
Jeff Agus has five.
Oh.
And then Moreno, Craig Weibel, Brian Ching, D. Rosario, Eddie Robinson, Brian Mullen, Pat Onstad, Wade Barrett. Richie Williams, Barrett. And Eddie Pope all have four plus Donovan now.
Okay.
So your answer is Jeff
Agus. He's won the title. Old Wade.
Wade Barrett.
All right, so what do we got next on the horizon?
We have some scheduling notes. The U.S. are probably playing Panama. That's pretty much confirmed on the January camp in Panama, which should be a fun time for all.
Battle for the canal.
Battle for the canal, indeed. According to the Daily Mirror, Everton have joined Arsenal in the hunt for U.S. center half Breck Shea.
Center half?
Which makes me wonder if the Mirror pays attention to soccer at all.
Because last I checked, Breck is
not American anyway.
Apparently Moyes was in France to watch
the center half.
How can Everton be in for it? They have no money.
Yeah, Everton have not made a transfer in 2 years, and literally nobody else reported Moyes being in France. So maybe Everton are after Breck Shea, but probably not. And when did Arsenal get interested?
When they signed him up to train.
Yeah.
In terms of transfer interest.
See, but that might not even be actual. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
When you bring a guy to come in and train with you, you're interested on some level.
Yeah, it's not just, I mean, it's really not just a favor.
Do you think Bolton want Larenowitz?
I'm sure they're,
it's a recession in Bolton right now.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Well, I guess the other guy's hopping overseas. We mentioned Larenowitz going to Bolton and Robbie Ironfast going to Kaiserslautern. But also, Beckerman is joining Robbie over at Kaiserslautern. Agudelo heading over to Stuttgart. Rounding up the German contingent is Perry Kitchen heading to Freiburg. And Omar Salgado heading to Full America.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting thing that George John passed on a couple offers to train in Europe, just further respecting himself in the Jurgen hates you camp.
Oh, yeah.
Because I guess Villa and two Greek clubs said, come train with us. And John said, no, I'm going to just...
I need rest.
I'm going to not do that. So apparently John is just trying to get under Jurgen's skin, which I'm cool with. Do your thing.
Jurgen basically said that if you're going to just take that 6 weeks off or whatever, he said, you know, you can blow it out your ass, not playing.
Which is foolish, because players need rest. I don't know if Jurgen knows that the players are people that aren't robots.
Yeah, that's debatable.
Have you heard some of them talk? They might be robots.
Okay, what else?
Speaking of robots running poorly, Gat, Lehigh, Snick, and Whip Red are still injured. Torres is coming close to...
I thought that was a Bob Bradley segue.
No. Torres is getting close to coming back. He should be running today, being Monday, pending an x-ray on Sunday, and is hoping to return for their second leg on November 27th. So Torres getting close to coming back. And Stewie Holden is off crutches at the end of the week, hopefully.
Woo!
Expects to be back in March, most likely. So, Stewie, come back. We fucking need you.
Fact.
And attack-minded midfielder? Do those exist?
Stewie isn't much of an attack-minded midfielder. He hasn't been for a while. He led the EPL in tackles when he was there. And he got hurt.
He still is a threat going forward. Which is more than I can say for most of our midfielders.
He's not attack-minded. He's more defensive-minded with attacking skill.
Mm.
All right, what else?
Not much to discuss in the goal front this week. Clarence Goodson opening his account for the season with Brøndby. 2-1 over Copenhagen, so that's a big...
For who?
Brøndby, according to Ian Dark.
Hmm. That's interesting.
He calls it Brøndby.
Well, let's just call it Brøndby.
Yeah. Brøndby, if you prefer. Should it be our job to mispronounce everything as much as possible? Just really Americanize every word we say?
Brøndby.
Brøndby. Or Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. Arrivederci.
Yeah, indeed.
Chievo.
Chievo Verona. Just a lot of bunch of good screw-ups, especially in Denmark.
That Josai Altai Dorai.
Nords Jaland. Another shout-out, actually, for Nords Jaland. So Parkhurst still doing work. I think the big news for the week is Robbie Finley. One goal from the hot dog goal. For those who didn't listen to episode 3.
Which, don't know why you would.
Yeah. I listened to it. Actually, I went back and made sure we had the bet correct. Many predicted that Finley wouldn't score a total of 6 goals before Christmas. He's now on 5 goals. And we have a month and change to get that hot dog goal. So, Benny.
How many games does he actually have until Christmas? Because with the championship game, I'm going to say he has at least 5 matches before Christmas.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how worried are you about buying us hot dogs?
About a 7.
About a 7?
Which is a D.
What?
Grades, 7 out of 10. Where I come from in high school, it's a D.
Well, this is college. That's like barely holding on to a C.
That's like a B.
In some classes, 70% is like an A. Put on those monster curves.
We got Cardiff on the 26th, Leeds on the 29th.
Wow, that's a lot of matches.
Yeah. And then Brighton on the 3rd, for Palace on the 10th, and then Bristol City on the 17th. I guarantee you he'll score on Boxing Day.
So their last match before Christmas is the 17th?
Yep.
So 5 matches. Odd. I am worried because for some reason he scores for us for reasons I'll never understand.
Well, the goal on Saturday was sexy.
Yeah, sexy-ish.
And by, I mean, the ball falls right to him and he slides and kicks it.
It was actually a difficult finish from his position. He had to mold the body and do a nice little ankle flick to put it in the net, but... Right place, right time, scores you goals.
What else?
I'm trying to see if they might have an FA Cup match as well in there.
No, they're going to start in like the 3rd round. Which is going be like the, yeah, like the first weekend in January. Yeah. Around like the 8th.
Yeah, January 7th is when they'll kick in. Bang. So we've got 5 matches to get us a hot dog.
Or 5 matches to get me a hot dog and you just don't score.
I don't know if that was actually part of the bet. I don't remember.
My hot dog.
Well, then that's just bullshit.
My hot dog comes with an extra side of your tears.
Yeah, Rob texts me wanting a chili cheese dog with Benji tears on the side.
We'll see if how that goes.
Mine was a Sky Dog with freshman regret.
Yeah.
Speaking of things with regrets, Dwayne Irasart named MVP. That's stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Go over why you don't like it.
He was traded twice in a season. He killed 2 teams.
What else did he do that didn't deserve it?
Got hurt.
Score an amazing amount of goals and have an amazing amount of assists.
Not take his team to the playoffs, which lets in over half the teams.
There was that.
Which makes you wonder, if he's the most valuable, how much would they suck if he
wasn't
there?
Wait. So how many MLS teams did not make the playoffs?
8.
And he played for 3 of them?
He played for... all 3 of his teams didn't make the playoffs.
Yep.
Because he was on New Jersey.
Oh, he was on New York, that's right.
Oh, that's right, he was.
Yeah.
Oops. Fine. One-fourth of the teams didn't make the playoffs.
And that team grossly underperformed.
Yep.
Grossly underperformed.
Absolutely.
Who did New York give up for that?
Dax.
Bag of balls.
Well, I mean, they didn't give up Dax, they gave up Dwayne. But yeah. DC gave up Dax.
So that's a poor...
That was a mystery decision.
As were a lot of the awards, really.
Goal of the Year goes to Darlington Nagbe.
Another mystery decision.
Personally, I don't hate that decision.
It was a good goal. Hasley's goal's better, though.
Hasley's was much more spur of the moment for me. Like, I thought that Nagby's was almost eerily, like, well thought out. Like, touch, laser.
No, volley, laser. The thing with...
You watch Hasley's goal, your jaw just drops.
The thing with Hasley is it was kind of fluky. Like, he needed to hit it. Like, everything
happened. I don't care.
That makes the goal even that much but better.
If you look at Nagby's strike, that thing's going to keep going on a line because it hits the back of the net on a level play. That could have been a 40-yard strike with his technique. True. He hit that perfectly I understand that. But in terms of quality of shot, I think Nagy's was a better hit.
They were both great goals.
I'm not angry at the choice. I think it was the wrong one, but I'm not angry at it.
It doesn't really matter anyway in the long run.
No, not even remotely.
So, whatever.
Because Hasley won't be eligible for Yank Goal of the Year.
No, he won't be.
Neither's Adam Moffat, but...
But that never stops Rob.
Yeah, Rob was put in...
He had quite the babushka going on his face today.
Dude, Tony Hall's neck beard went below his jersey line. Like, his beard...
He just has his beard connected to his facial hair. He's got, like, a whole Teen Wolf thing going.
His beard is basically... It's a built-in snoot. Just, it keeps going. Ugh. Just keeps his entire neck warm. Which I have no problem with neck beards because I'm
Is there anything wrong with a man snoot then?
It's weird looking. Because you start thinking, does his hair ever stop?
Is it emasculating?
What?
A man snoot.
No.
Okay.
Being here is manly as shit, bro.
Nothing more manly than chest hair.
Except for Casey Cutter when he saved the year.
Boom!
With his quadruple save against San Jose,
which was ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't mind. I think that was. I think what we all said. That
saves
was,
of the year.
Yes, multiple saves of the year. Speaking of things that need saving, the MLS Cup format gets
another reboot
for next season.
Don Garber says, "Fuck it, let's change it again."
Yeah, and I don't think it's
how many people can we confuse?
At least one.
Looking at next season, we're going to have 10 teams still. But it'll be 5 per conference straight up, so the wild card is no longer a thing. The 4 and 5 seed will play each other in a one-match playoff. Winner plays the number 1 from that conference.
So they stay in the same conference.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Fuck conferences.
Oh, I agree, but at least we're making the conferences actually legitimate.
There's no illusions about the Rapids being in the Eastern Conference.
At least we don't have those Red Bull bastards playing in the Western Conference bracket.
I guess the other big change is the conference final will not be 2 legs as well, which makes more sense instead of having one random 2-legged affair. And MLS Cup final will be held at the team with more points.
I don't like that.
I like it because it rewards doing
well. Yeah, it gives teams a reason to actually perform rather than simply make the playoffs.
Are you guys against 2 legs for the final?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I am. I'm against it.
It's just an America thing, and even in an international soccer thing. I mean, World Cup finals not 2 legs.
The Champions League final is 1 leg. Series for other sports.
But that's wins, not goals.
Fact.
It's whoever wins more than whoever goals more.
And finals in soccer are usually 1 match anyway, especially the big ones.
Yeah, I can't.
FA Cup final, Carling Cup final, Champions League final, all of it.
When they eliminate like away goals like the MLS does, it kind of does come down to winning and losing.
See, but then you can't have 2 legs. You need like 4, 6, you know, 5.
You're not gonna have an American public be cool with a team losing the last game until winning the title.
True.
It's like, hey, we lost better than you guys did.
Hey, there's some sexiness in that.
Not in America, there isn't. Okay. I guess the other big thing is the conference schedules will be unbalanced, which is stupid.
It saves on travel.
It also saves on my interest.
True.
So teams will play their own conferences, or conference teams, 3 times. And then there's some weird thing with the East. Actually, no, the East only plays a certain number of teams 3 times and a couple of them twice. So basically, instead of having a nice, you play this team once at home, and this team once at home, no one knows who the fuck plays who.
I wonder if we're going to break it down into divisions.
I hope not.
But we better just not. Just go completely American.
Like the old three conference thing back in the day, where it was the Eastern, Central, and Western conferences.
That could be fun.
Could not be fun. Suck dicks.
Okay.
Actually, a pretty good week for the Galaxy, who just signed a huge deal for their local sports rights.
Yeah, wow.
Jumping from a half mil a season from Fox Sports to 55 mil over 10 years with Time Warner. So someone's getting paid. So good for LA.
Doesn't half that money go to MLS?
I don't know. But still, it's half of 10 times more money. I guess the other thing to talk about is the home kits leaking.
I think it's cool. A different idea.
They look like crap on a footballshirtculture.com.
Everything does on there.
It's just like a giant white rectangle for where the number should be on the back.
I think that depending upon what the numbers look like, that could be okay.
I think we should round the edges, personally.
I think you should just keep the stripes going and just put the number on top of it.
I'm also cool with that. But again, is that the replica? Is that the authentic?
Mm-hmm.
Is it even real?
Mm-hmm.
Which I can kind of confirm that is the design.
And maybe the away would just be like blue instead of red.
Maybe it is.
So we're just completely copying FC Dallas.
Maybe we are. Maybe we, but with the ghost sash though.
Hopefully we don't end up copying other parts of FC Dallas though, like their support.
What Breck Shea? Copy Breck Shea.
Yeah, can we please?
You want another horse with a mohawk?
Several.
I guess that's all we got in terms of Yank news for the week.
All right. Mm. Wisconsin soccer update?
One good thing, one bad thing. I guess the bad thing is Chuck Kozlowskis's helmet sport falling to Dordreich for 3-2.
They lost to the Third Reich?
They did lose
to the
Third
Reich.
What'd you say? Yes. but in good news, we went to Addie Stadler, a local... Waltosa kid playing with Sandviken in the Swedish 4th Division. I finished 2nd this year, just missing promotion. But one of the teams from Division 1 dropped out, meaning there's room for Sandviken to get promoted! So, good for them.
Yay!
They get promoted by default, so good for Sandviken.
And yeah.
Getting closer to a Wisconsinite, another Wisconsinite in FIFA 12. Or 13, I guess. We're getting closer.
So is that all we got? Wisconsin soccer update?
That's all we got, the soccer update.
Wave one.
Are we going on the...
Mm-hmm.
So, good, another wave win.
Always good. Yank of the week?
Yeah.
Yank of the week. What do we got?
I'm going to eat a lot of crow and say Landon Donovan. Willingly eat crow.
Eat that crow. Robbie, who you got?
Let's go, Bottle.
Let's go.
He was really at the heart of the win on Tuesday against Slovenia.
We also failed to mention his clearance off the line. The huge, huge block off that mad scramble he
had
off the line.
Indeed.
When American youth soccer took over briefly in that match.
Boot it!
I really like to think that the improved play against Slovenia and the goals were because of the new guys getting in, Butlin Jr.
He had a good match, but I'm still concerned about the fact that he starts for a team that might get relegated into the 3 Bundesliga.
But I think his play will get him promoted to a better team.
Hopefully.
Someone's going to pick him up and goes, oh.
But I'd prefer not to have him switching teams a lot.
True. A little more stability.
But I'd prefer a guy switching teams to being in the 3 Bundesliga.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I'd rather them just stay in Bundesliga too.
Yeah. My Yank of the Week is kind of an honorary thing. Goes to Captain America, first 100th cap.
Fair.
That's cute.
And a win.
Oh, that's nostalgic.
So, Boca.
Did Boca even play that well?
Love you.
Wade played well enough. Boca didn't really do many things wrong. Just the whole... he was the one who was always on his mark. I don't think either goal is really his fault. Well, the first one definitely wasn't, because he had his guy... marked well. And then Chandler and
Goodson. First goal was all on Chandler.
Chandler and Goodson were both kind of on that maybe he's onside line. So neither of them. Goodson did not play well in either of these two friendlies.
So maybe Goodson's going to have a little break from the national team.
I think if Gooch were healthy, he'd be starting over.
Yeah, Goodson. I agree.
I guess the big question going forward is, do we see Jurgen try and go back to his 4-3-3 thingy, or is he going to stick with the 4-diamond-2?
It'll be interesting to see what he does once he gets Jose Torres back, because I think he's intent on him playing, and for good reason. Torres was very good.
My question is, what does he do when Holden's back? Assuming Holden gets back to his level, which...
Which is assuming a lot.
It's assuming a lot, given...
Are you knocking on wood?
Absolutely I am.
That's what that was.
Because we saw it happen with, you know, Daniel Carbassian, and more accurately, Claudio Reyna or John O'Brien.
Charlie Davies.
Well, I'm more looking at midfield play.
Oh. True.
Because Stewie very well could be the next John O'Brien.
Well, true. But if you return to the form, then these are excellent problems to have.
Yeah.
I hope he's better than that.
John O'Brien is the most talented we've ever produced. He's the best we've ever produced.
I'm pretty sure Taylor Twelman's a dominant's the best player we've ever produced.
And I believe what he says.
Okay, well,
did you see the way he was dressed? He was obviously right.
Assuming Job stays healthy, he has the best career we've ever seen.
Probably, yeah. That's true. Can't dispute that.
What did he do before he got injured? He did some nasty things when he was healthy. I mean, even in the 0-2 World Cup, his performance. The fact that Bruce Arena carried a very injured O'Brien to the 0-6 World Cup, he was just wicked injured, but still got a roster spot. Shows how good O'Brien is.
Or was.
Was. Yeah, Ajax scored a bunch of goals with Ajax in his day. 3 goals with the U.S. over 32 caps as a defensive-ish midfielder / left back.
So really unfortunate that that had to happen to him. And
had
hopefully
the assist,
Stewie gets
had the assist
better than
on the
that.
Mathis goal against South Korea. Helped the U.S. get a 4th place finish in the 2000 Olympics. Was an alternate in the 98 World Cups. So he was, from 98 to 06, he was an option on the national team despite never being healthy.
True.
So in terms of pure talent, I think Job's the best we've ever produced. His name's John Patrick O'Brien. Can you get more Irish than that?
Not really.
Seamus.
He could be Seamus Patrick O'Brien. That's true.
Okay. Best that we've ever produced is probably for another podcast on a more sunny day.
And that could be next week's thing.
When it's not 2 in the morning.
Which is not quite yet.
It is 1:57 a.m., and I think that's going to do it for us.
That's the end of GBF After Dark.
What the hell?
This was a good first attempt at it, I feel like, but we'll be able to accomplish a better After Dark podcast.
We kind of got handcuffed with the Slovenian match being a full week ago, basically.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. Well, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you all next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
See ya.
I'm sorry.